Okay, we will begin posting shiurim this week, Thursday, on the last two pokim, so that there'll be at least plot shiurim on that. I'm going to start now the eighth perek. Okay, says the Mishnah. So basically, this parak deals with the Kedushas Bechora of Adam, right? Which is, as we get into the parak more, we will see if this really is similar to the pidyon that we had until now. Till now, all the pidyonis that we were dealing with reflected a Kedusha. For sure, Behemet Torah. Right, the last couple of prokem we're dealing with behemah tohara. For sure, that behemah is like a kom. If it gets a mum, it's like a psulei mukdasha. And behemah tameah, there was a debate, but for sure, if you hold that a behemah tameah is also b'hanoya, so that, which is the way we paskin, which is that a petach hamor before you redeem it is also b'hanoya, so there's a real redemption. There's actually a pidyon where something is being transferred from one place to the other. By B'chor Adam, it's not Pashat. That the word pidyon is reflective of pidyon kachim. Pidyon kachim is a transfer. And by B'chor Adam, it's not so Pashat that it's like that. And as we go on in the parak, we'll become clearer. Because the reason why I'm saying it's not Pashat is because the Bechor Adam has no Isser on him. If you never redeem him, he's not also Ba'anoah. And it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Ba'alma. It's because the mitzvah reflects a Shibut. And that Shibut goes on to the son himself. If he becomes a Gadol and you've not been paid to him, he has to redeem himself. So it's a choiv. So it's really more like a choiv to the kohen. It's a choivus moment when this child is born. There's a choivus moment that's on the father and then son to give money to the kohen. And that's the reason why you need psukim for all these things. You need psukim to say the father has to redeem his son. Then there's a separate pasuk that if the father didn't redeem his son, that he has to redeem himself because there is no kedusha on the son. So therefore, it may actually be there's no even pidyon. The whole, you have to know why it's even called a pidyon. It should be called chayvas b'chor. Why is it even called Mrs. Pidyon Aben? You have to know why it's even called that. But that's not for now that we have to clarify. But that is b'chor Adam. And then there's b'chor Adam l'nachalah. That b'chlal has nothing to do with Kedusha. And that is a monetary right that the Bechor has to get Pishnai. And that has a total different Shulchan Aruch than the Bechor for Koyin, for Kuna. Bechor LeKoyin is similar, even though we're debating now whether it's actually Kachim type of Halacha, but it's similar to Kachim in as much that the Rechem, as by other culture, the Rechem establishes what it is, Vlodas Kachim. Right, Vlodas Kachim are established by the mother, even though there is a Shaila in the Gemara, Batzev is a Goyrim, but Vlodas Kachim are established by the mother. So Pidyon HaBen is the same. Pidyon HaBen is completely based on the Rechem of the mother, not on the father. Not even relevant. The father doesn't even play a role, b'chlal. Technically, you may have a vlad that doesn't even have a halachic father, which is what the Mishnah will discuss. There'll still be a chiv pidyon aben. because it's all based on the mother. Now, Nachalo is the opposite. Nachalo is all based on the father and has zero relationship with the mother, and the mother's only contribution, Lagabi Nachalo, is potentially to make the Vlad somebody that's roy to have Pashas Bechor. So for instance, if a Jew would have relations with a Goya, and a Vlad is born, even though it's his first biological child, because it comes from a Goy, so it's not Miyuchas after him. Okay, so there may be a breakdown. The mother may play a role in validating the Vlad to be able to be a Bechor. But to remember, Bechlal, the Bechor of the Kohuna is totally based on the mother, and the Bechor L'Nachalo is completely based on the father. That's Aleph. Beis, there's another added halacha that in order for the Bechor to be a Bechor for Nachalo, the father has to recognize him as such. So the father actually, if the father doesn't recognize him as a Bechor, he's not a Bechor. So that means many things, but number one, it means that if the father doesn't know or never was privy to know that this was his son, which we'll get to later on, L'mashal, you have, let's say, a shtuki. Okay, we don't know who the father is. The father never knew who his son is. Son never knew who his father was. The father died. After the father died, we verify that this was his son. Okay? So in Hilchos Nachla, the rule is that he gets Yerusha. Because inheritance doesn't require recognition by the Moirish to the Irish. I don't have to know that you were my son. You are my son. So that could be proven even after the person is no longer here. And they'll get a chelik. And they've been mises. You know, before the DNA, today we have DNA. Before the DNA era, there were mises, Doiris earlier, with the Gain of Yisrael, Kabbalah and Ibishitz and others, where there was a debate whether somebody was a son or not. And there was a debate, they took out a bone from the dead body, and they took blood and they poured it on the bone to see how it absorbs. They had a scientific test where they would use it for verification to see that this is a son. And it was actually a debate whether that test meets the requirement of Chosh Mishpat. But what I'm saying is, regular Yerusha doesn't require that the father should recognize this as his son. As long as we ultimately know this is a son, he will get Yerusha. A Bechor doesn't work that way. The Torah says, ki es ha-Bechor yakir, lo says loy pishnayim. We learn out from there, the father has to recognize the Bechor, and that's one requirement. That's not a scientific requirement. That's a metzias. Number two, it says, ki hu reishis oinoi. From there we learn out that in order for somebody to be a Bechor L'nachalo, the father has to have a relationship with the son. That there could be aninus. And therefore, if the child was never alive, ukedoyma, so the father never was dovolav, the father never had a connection to that child. And therefore, there's no aninus on that child. Right? When we say aninus, we mean, we don't mean halachic aninus. We mean a mitzias of aninus. There's also not in Bechor. So I'm saying is Bechor L'Nachal is completely generated by the father. It's generated by the father scientifically. And it's even generated by the father emotionally. So that's how much of a role the mother's chelik is, just a scientific chelik. Petarechem. Scientific. By the father it entails, besides, it does require scientific. It also requires that he should recognize the son, and the son should be a son that he could be misabel on him, he could be misoinen on. So that's really what you have to know in order to get your feet into this peret. Zok the Mishnah, yesh bechor l'nachlo ve'enei bechor l'koyen. One can be a bechor for nachlo, not a bechor for koyen. That's a simple case. You have a woman who had children by her first marriage. Now she marries somebody. B'chol HaKohen and B'chol HaNachla. You can have a B'chol HaKohen. He's a firstborn to the mother. He doesn't. He's not halachically a firstborn for the father, for Yerusha. You could have B'chol HaNachla HaKohen. That sounds simple, but obviously the Mishnah means to say, well, even though he came second, but being that the first one wasn't a halachic vlat, not for the father, not for the mother, so the next one is a full-fledged b'chol for all halachas. Fine. What is a b'chol anachla, but not a b'chol kohen? Habach and a nephilim. The child is born after the nephilim. You have a nephil before, and then the child is born. Rashi learns actually a case of Tumim. We'll see later on for the Bliskerov. Probably we'll go into this more next week. Why did Rashi pick that case? He could have picked a regular case. A nephil, and then the next, you know, the next pregnancy. Rashi's learning it was one pregnancy with two vladas, which is also the whole practicality of it is not so simple, because how could you have twins where one reached its time to come out, the other one didn't? The whole case of Rashi is shver. You know why he needed it. Why didn't you just say simple? A nephil, first pregnancy, nephil, second pregnancy, regular. Okay, anyway. Even if the nephil came out alive, still the one afterwards is a b'chol. He's a b'chol of nachla. Not a b'chol of kain, obviously, because not a petarech. Not the first one to come out of the uterus. Or you have bentisha shiyotza roshe meis. Or you have a full developed baby that came out dead. So he's not a b'chol of nachla because the father never connected to him. But he's a b'chol of rechem. And therefore the next one is potter from pinyan aben. Rameya says, irrelevant of what the woman miscarries, even if she miscarries something that's subhuman, doesn't really look like a human, still the next one is potter from Pidyon HaBen, because the bottom line is the uterus had a leida, and this is the whole sugya nida, that Rameya holds that a leida, even any leida is a leida, even a leida behem achayev oif. The Gemara Nida even has a debate that the lady is Tomei Nida, Tomei Leida, according to the mayor. V'chachomim argue with all Svarim, and they say, the Nephil, in order the Nephil to be considered a Leida, even for Peter Rechem purposes, had to have been at least a Tzuras Adam, had to be a human form.
Hamapela sandal, faceless child or shelyad. You have the shelyad about the bag of the vlad, shvir, merukim, that's the skin, vayetzim mechutuch. All of these cases, habach areim b'chol anachla aveim b'chol aka. Obviously, it's a b'chol anachla because the first one is not called a b'chol anachla because the father didn't recognize him, but there was a petarech. So for that reason, a petarech. The next one is not. If somebody didn't have children, he married a woman who did. So the next child is a b'chol anachla, but not a b'chol akoyen. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah now is, even though she gave birth while she was a goy, while she was a shifcha, by the goy of an izgayra. In these cases, mishabosli yisrael yolda, b'chor l'nachala, the one that she gives birth to afterwards is a b'chor l'nachala, v'ein b'chor l'kayin, because there was a preceding birth, even though that birth was as a goya, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is machadash, Rabbi Yossi Aglili oimer, no. If she gave birth while she was a goya, and then she was misgayeres, b'chol anachlo. He says in that case, b'chol anachlo l'koy. Shenema, peter rechem b'Yisrael, He says like this. He says,
whatever happened as a goy doesn't count. We ignore that. So Mela, according to him, the woman could have had 10 children as a goy, as a goya. If she's miskayeres, now the new Vlad is a bechor, not only lenachalo, but he's a bechor lekoyim. Because he dashes the pasuk peter rechem b'Yisrael ad sheyiftachu rechem b'Yisrael. We only look, we only gauge what the rechem experienced as a Jewish rechem. And mainly the rechem goy doesn't make a difference. It's peter rechem. That's chiddush from Rabbi Yisraeli. The obvious question is, we learned already whole mesechta. We're holding now the end of the mesechta. This pasuk is not a pasuk that's tafka by Pinyan Abel. This is a pasuk that's by Behemet Tmeya. This is a pasuk by Behemet Tohara. It always says Peter Rechem B'Yisrael. Kaddish Li Kol Peter Rechem B'Yisrael. So if this is true, if Rabbi Yisrael really holds out Pialoche, that even the Rechem gets discounted by anything that happened while it was a goy. So l'choy, if you buy a behemoth from a goy, should be chayiv in b'chol. Peter rechem b'Yisrael. If you're darshaning the pasuk, Rabbi Yosi Aglili seems to be darshaning the pasuk. Peter rechem b'Yisrael, right? And therefore, by using that, he's discounting anything that happens als goy, right? So then l'choyra, if you buy a behemoth from a goy, right, which that we had clear mishnayos, that if you buy, not only that, even if you buy behemoth of a keres, min a goy, we had the whole discussion. But if you bought a behemoth from a goy that already had a vlad, the next one is potter. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is saying the words be Yisrael say that we only look at the peter rechem be Yisrael. So I'll get to what you're saying in a second. You're saying good. You know, if you weren't saying good, you would have gotten bombed already 5 minutes ago. You're saying good. The Rit Al Ghazi comes, and the Rit Al Ghazi wants to say Yidl Svar. I personally don't like it. I didn't like it even before Yidl said it. But the Rit Al Ghazi wants to say Svar. He wants to say, by a Jew, when the woman converts, so she's a new person. She's Gershon's guy, she was just born. That's why we discount what happened before. Because this is again, Gershon's guy, comes the Rit Al Ghazi and he says, but the behemoth that gets bought by a Jew doesn't get a din of Kekon Shanel Adam. So therefore, you can't discount what happened before. That's the Rit Al Ghazi. Hey, you can look at the Rit Al Ghazi by us in the sugya. Oy samach dalet. He says like this. Even Rabbi Yehuda Aglili only said by b'chol adam. Mishum sheikra adrosha loy darshinen lo. Elo mishum demotzinu lekam bekamet dvorim gelshen izgaya kekot shenei ladam. Comes out that according to him, this halacha that we have here in our perek, the reason why we didn't have it till now is because it's taka not relevant. Because till now, there's no din of behema that when it's bought by a Jew, it's a new behema. And mela, that's why it wasn't discussed and it's not again. But now there's no gershon.
Even without that, in this case, it's the woman herself, she has to pet the rechem for her physically. You can understand it.
It's the same pasuk, my friend. It's the same pasuk. Peter Rechem B'Yisrael, by the way, is darshened in the whole mesech that we darshened, that the same drasha, that only Peter Rechem B'Yisrael is in the parasha Bechor. But if the animal is owned by a guy, there's no din of Bechor. I would humbly disagree with our two chachamim here. I would say the opposite. If you ask me svara, I would say by the behemah, By the mother, it's more metzias, meaning it has to be a peter rechem of the mother. And lemaisa, metzias-wise, this rechem already had a vlad, right? By a behema, I could argue more that whatever happened begoy, we don't care about. It's, but I don't see the other way. What? The rechem was a rechem of a guy, right?
But it gave birth, so it's just like
a... No, what I'm trying to say is, the more abstract it is, the easier it is to darshan be Yisrael than when it's the person himself. In other words, how could you call this a peter rechem if this rechem had a vlad before? When a person is megayer, you don't wait. When a person is megayer or mizgayeres, you don't wait 12 or 13 years for them to be chayiv in mitzvahs, because you recognize their biological clock. You don't say, well, they were megayer and now the biological clock starts again. No, it doesn't. They're gedolim l'chol dover. Right? They're b'nei einshin l'chol dover. So the gershon is gayer k'kon shenei l'domi, really in halacha, is purely negaya to Yisrei Erva and Yichus. Here, there's a physical issue that only the first, the one that emerges first, is chayit. And lemaisa, this didn't emerge first. Elomai, you're saying there's a gzeres hakosuv, that we only look at the rechem by what happened after Yisrael. So what's the difference if it's behem or a dor?
It's a spiritual issue.
What's spiritual?
The mitzvah is a spirit. She's a new person. She's a new person. She's a new rechem.
Again, do we wait now 12 years for to be chayiv on this rechem if you do Isuri Erva?
No.
Why not? It's a new rechem. It's bramazel. Only the rechem is new.
She's considered an adult still.
Why is she considered an adult? Because we recognize her biological clock. Does she get a ksube of Meya or Masayim?
Meya.
Why? Because this rechem was penetrated already.
No, because she doesn't have a hymen anymore.
Shanoil Adami.
That didn't come back yet.
Oh! So Elamai, the Gershon is Gaia, because Shanoil Adami doesn't change the scientific facts. It changes only Yichus. So the only way to learn the Drasha, not only that, if the Ritnal Ghazi was right, then the drosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili should have been completely different. Rabbi Yossi Aglili should have said, "B'chol anachol l'koyeh, mishum shegershon is gayer k'kom shenei l'dami." If that's his reason, if his reason is because gershon is gayer k'kom shenei l'dami, so then he should have said it. It comes out he didn't say his main punchline. His main punchline is not peter rechem b'Yisrael. His main punchline is, this is a new rechem. Because Gershon is Gaia Kakon Shemedeldom. So what he really should have said was, if the Rital Ghazi is right, what Rabbi Yossi Aglili should have said was, it's a Bechor L'Nachlo L'Koyen, Mishum, Gershon is Gaia Kakon Shemedeldom. I want you to know, the Rital Ghazi, after he finishes his pshat, he's taka bothered. Why did the Chachamim argue? Because the way he's learning that this whole lamdus is driven by Gershon is Gaia Kakon Shanei L'Dami, so the Chachamim should agree. What did Chachamim say? Gershon is Gaia is not Kakon Shanei L'Dami. He comes the other way. After he says this Chiddush, the Rital Ghazi says, I don't understand why the Chachamim argue. This is, if it would be a drasha, you could say, well, there's an argument about the drasha. Petrachem b'Yisrael, not Hayyadash on the pasuk. But now that the Rital Ghazi brought it to a Svara, and the Svara is a Svara that you find in Gan Shas, Gershon is Gaia Kakon Shanei L'Dami, says, I don't understand why, in fact, the Chachamim argue. So you know what he says? The Rital Ghazi says like this, Av Sheyesh Loimar, Gershon is Gaia Kakon Shanei L'Dami,
Mishum Shehem Doshim Es HaKosuv Behefach.
Which, by the way, is very logical. He says, they Doshim the Pasuk Faket.
Dafka Peterechem Be Yisrael. Dahainu Shaleda Rishana Oysa Boysa Yisraelis.
Which is simple. They say, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Peterechem Be Yisrael. Which means, as a Jewish woman, this has to be the first Vlad that came out. And it didn't. Because the first Vlad that came out al Goy. So he basically says, so I just want to show you how ironic this is. He's saying that this drosha actually is what the Chachamim rely on to argue with Rabbi Yossi. You understand what I'm saying? He says, you know what, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yossi. Gershon is Gaier, Kekon Shanilva. And therefore, were it not to be for any psukim, maybe b'chayvim begin a bit. But the Chachamim say no. Peterechem b'Yisrael has to be the first time she ever had a vlad. It was while she was a Jew. So now, which he's not margish in this, what he just heard, what he's saying. Now, according to him, Rav Yossi Aglili, instead of saying his main logic, which is Gershon is Gaia Kakon Shanailudomi. Instead of saying that, he brought a pasuk, which is actually the source of the Chachamim that argue with him. Now again, he could manipulate the pasuk the way he's learning, they can manipulate the pasuk. But not only didn't he say his main Nakuda, he brought a pasuk, which could be read, to undo his lumbus. So how is that possible? He dropped his main logic, and what did he bring in the Mishnah? The pasuk, which he happens to read like this, and the Chachamim take that pasuk and read it the opposite of him. I don't see how that drives. I don't understand how that goes. It's not Shaykh, Larry, it's not Shaykh. You could try, but you're usually not successful in asking stupid questions.
With money going on, because we're relying, that this woman said that this is the first child that we're having, and it's with this.
No, we have 1,000 Eidim. We're not relying on anybody. The Mishnah doesn't say that we're relying on anybody. We know.
She moved to another place, she got married.
We know. If we don't know, there's nothing to talk about. We know. If we didn't know, nothing to talk about. Every case of the Mishnah is halachically, factually correct. The debate is, based on these facts, what's the halach? That's the debate. I think it's very schwer. Very schwer what's going on. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah, Vayta, let's finish the Mishnah. Misho Yuloi Bonim. Somebody had no children, so he qualifies now that his next firstborn child will be, his firstborn child will be a Bechor L'Nachlo. V'nosa Yisho, I'm sorry, he doesn't qualify. Misho Yuloi Bonim. V'nosa Yisho Shelo Yolada, he married a woman that qualifies. That's one case. Or, second case, Nizgaira Mu'beres, she was Mizgayeres when she was already Mu'beres. So in other words, she had relations prior to her being Mizgayer. Then she was Mizgayer, and now she delivers a baby. So here it says like this, Or Nishtachara Mu'beres, she became impregnated while she was a Shifcha, and then she became Mu'beres. And then she got freed after she was pregnant. Or Yoldav he Kohenes, he Leviya, he Ve'isha Shekvar Yolda, or she gave birth as a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen in other words, or Bas Levi, their children are Potter from Bechara, or Isha Shekvar Yolada, or she gave birth together with a woman who already gave birth. Okay?
So now you don't know which one is the Bechor. Or me shalei, v'chein mi, shalei sha'asach abayla shalei shechadashim. Or it was a second marriage where the woman didn't wait the 3 months, so we don't know if the vlad belongs to husband A or husband B. V'nisayis v'yolda v'yoduim ben tishal rishim and shival achrim. We don't know which husband the child belongs to. All of these cases are b'chor l'kayin, because it's the firstborn to the mother, v'ene b'chor l'nach. Now, what do you mean? The first case, what are you talking about? The case of Niskayeres Muberes? So all those cases are Chayev and Bechor. Right. No. There it's Potter from Bechor, it's past clear. Okay. Anyway, now, this case, all the cases of the Mishnah, where she is a goya at the time of the ibu, and then later becomes miskayeres. So those cases, the child is chayiv in pidyon haben because he's coming out of a yisrael, right? He's coming out of a yisraelis. Now, why is he not a bechor la'aviv? So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, because the reason why the Vlad is not a Bechor for his father, so Rashi says, because the Vlad is not Miyuchas to his father. Nizgayim Uberes, Rashi says, is it's a Petarechem B'Yisrael, V'loi L'Nachla. Rashi says, the Kibon D'Orosa, Shaloi B'Gdusha, Lav Bar Nachalu, D'Zera Mitzvi, Rachmona Afkarei. Because it's a Zera Mitzvah, because he comes from a Gentile, Rachmona Afkare. The Torah went ahead and was Mafkar. The Chsiv Zirma Susim Zirmas. Tosfos argues with Rashi, if you look at Tosfos. And Tosfos says, what do you mean? A Goy does have relationship with his father. A Goy has relationship with his father, because Taloch is Akum Yerush Azov of Dvar Torah. A goy arshins his father midaraisa, right? That's Tosfos' question. If you look at Tosfos, that's Tosfos' question. Rashi seems to say that because the father, when he was conceived, the father was a goy, so Rashi says there's no relationship. Zirmasu from zirmasu. That's what Rashi says. Or Rashi just says because goyim are zirmasu from zirmasu. He doesn't say altgershin is gaya. Okay? Rashi just says, Zera Mitzri, Rachmono Afkere, Dechsi Vizir Ma'asusim Zirmasa. Rashi brings a posik in Yecheskel, that's not talking about a ger. It's not talking about a ger. It's talking about a regular Gentile. Gentile as a child, Zir Ma'asusim Zirmasa. So Rashi learns the reason why these cases in the Mishnah, the Bechor is a Bechor L'Nachala, L'Koyen, V'loi L'Nachala, is because the Goy is not his father. And the reason why Rashi says the Goy is not his father is because the Torah was Mafkir Zera Mitzri. And he brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, which is not talking about a ger. It's talking generically. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? That pasuk has nothing to do with Yerusha. The proof of the pudding is that a Goy Yashin's his father. Midoraisa. There's inheritance by a Goy. So a Goy does Yashin's his father. That's Tosfos' kash. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, Nizgaira Muberes, Pirish Pekuntris, Ubai Leima Vyoldo, Havi Oisei Vlad, Bechor Lekoyen, De Petarechem Biyisroel, Veloy Lenachla, De Hoyrosei Shaloi Bigdusha, Velab Bar Nachlu, De Zera Mitzri, Rachmona Afkare, De Chsiv Vizir Masusim Zirmos. Tosfos says, Bechinam Pirish Tamze. He says, this is wrong. Number one, he says, what David was saying. Gershon is Gaya, Kagon Shanel Adam. He has nothing to do with whether his father is his father, normally.
The belav achilav bar nachu mishum degeshen is gaik akon shanil adami. Vein echoshev aviv. The afal gav, the be'oidoi mitzri, choshev aviv gabi nachlo. V'loi amrinon rachmona afkarei l'inyin zeh lazare. To a mitzri, yerish aviv, dvar Torah. Tois is asking a bomb kash on Rashi. Number one, Rashi doesn't have to bring in this pasuk from Yechezkel. He could have just said the standard din that we have in all of Shas. Gershon is Gayer, Kakot, Shanel, Adami. Period. So once the child is a converted child, his father's not his father. Number one. That's a bomb. It's a bomb kash. Number two, the second kash, Tosfos is saying, that even the fact that Rashi said is halachically not so. Rashi said, Zirmasusim Zirmasim, which is a pasuk in Yechezkel, which basically says that the children of a goy are not miyuchas. It's like a Zirmasusim. It says, Tosfos, that's not Lagabi Yerusha. Proof is that Midaraisa, a Mitzri, inherits his father. And a sus doesn't. And a horse doesn't inherit his father. So basically, Tosfos is coming at Rashi from two ends. Number one, why is Rashi looking for new psukim in Yechezkel? Complex areas of halacha, zirma susim zirmasim. Rashi should just say gershon is gayer kakot shanel adami. That's Tosfos kasha number one. Tosfos kasha number two is even if there wouldn't be a din in shas, gershon is gayer kakot shanel adami. What Rashi's application doesn't work. Because Rashi is applying a pasuk of Zirma Susim Zirmasim, when in fact, that pasuk is not applicable for Yerusha. Whatever is included in that pasuk, we don't know, but for now, we know Yerusha is not, because the halacha is that midaraisa, a goy, Yarshan's his father. That's the halacha. So now you're going back to Katan Shanoi Ladami. So that's feeding Tosfos' first kasha. Either way, that's Tosfos kasha. A gershon is gaik kakon shanel adami. If for some reason Rashi doesn't want to use that, so Tosfos is not coming from the other end. Then why? How does Zirma Susim Zirmasim help you? When Lagabi Yerusha, we don't say Zirma Susim Zirmasim. Lagabi Yerusha, Goyarshan's his father. Elamai kakon shanel adami. But Rashi's not using that. That's Tosfos kasha. The two dinim don't work together. They don't complement each other. They actually work contradictory to each other. Because Zirmasusim Zirmasim is normally talking about a goy ben goy. Lagabi some halachas, a goy ben goy doesn't have the same yachas that a Jew does. Okay? But not Lagabi Yerusha. Lagabi Yerusha, he does have the same yachas that a Jew does for Yerusha. When was the father Megayah?
No, the father is always a Jew.
Always a Jew, okay.
It's the woman who's Megayah after she's moved to the first Megayah.
Okay.
So then you could declare and say, wait a second, she was Mo'uber is a guy, as far as the father is concerned, there's no Nakhla, she's a guy, and now she comes out, what do you do? So as far as a guy is for sure.
Okay.
As far as Nakhla, what is it? So the Mishnah says, as far as Nakhla, it's not Nakhla.
Okay. What does that have to do with?
And you avoid the whole issue of why is there the case? Why is there the case that we're talking about a Shinizgaya that the father is a god? Maybe I'm missing something. I don't understand why you would come onto that case.
Well, we don't yet know what the chiddush is. You're questioning why we need to come onto it. If we're going to understand the Chiddush, then we'll understand why we have to come on to it. So far, we don't know what we. So far, it's all Chinese to us. We don't understand what Rashi's saying, what the lumness of the case is, and we don't understand exactly. That's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi, and so now you say maybe Zev. Maybe after we understand what the lumness is, then we can understand why we picked the case. But so far, we don't understand the lamdas. So it's hard to ask why this is the case when we don't understand how the case works. We understand the case works. Perhaps we'll have a pshat. Now, I want to see one other kasha on, and this is really in the stipla. Stipla asked this kasha. The stipla actually asked this kasha in Yevomis. He says he has a different problem. See, Rashi Shita in Yevomis is that if a woman is miskayeris, our case, the Mishnah, she's misgayer after she's pregnant. She's impregnated as a goya, and then she converts, and she gives birth. So now, what we in Shas we call that hoyrosei shaloi bigdusha, vileidosei bigdusha. We call it that the pregnancy was shaloi bigdusha. Now, it's not an automatic Jew. If you go through the sugi in Yevamos Ayin Ches, it's not so poshut. The Gemara says that the geiris of the mother works for the vlad, the tefillah in the mikveh for the mother works for the vlad. Okay, it's not that the kid is automatically Jewish because his mother was Jewish at the time of Leda. That's not the way it works. It works with a concept that the child is getting pulled in to the geiris. He's getting pulled in. Now the stipler comes here in Yevamos. The stipler is like this. Ask the stipler. Haloi einin me'ilo geiris ha'ein levlad elo l'inyan tefila. Aval adayin sarech mila. The kid still needs mila. Not just mila as a Jew. He needs mila l'shem geiris. The Ramban says in Yevamos that even a vlad, that the mother was pregnant and then she was misgaya. That vlad is not an automatic Jew. That vlad is being converted. He happens to be using his mother's part of his mother's conversion process. Okay. So, Shrek the Stipley says, I don't understand. What's going on? If that's the case, he says, so then, why, how could you say there's a chiyuv pinyan haben here? He's a ger. He's a kanshanel. He's a kanshanel. He's a kanshanel. He's not a peter rechem be Yisrael. He's a guy. He's not a bechor. He's a guy. He still needs to get a bris, not a bris als Jew. He still needs to get a bris house conversion. The Ramban says that this vlad that's born still needs a bris mila to become a yid. Not also a yid, to become a yid. L'shem geiris.
That day,
he doesn't need shmoni yom. You wait shmoni yom anyway. My Rambam and Moreh Nevukim says they wait 8 days anyway. Als gesund, whatever. But be'etzem, so the old. And the Chiddush, says the Ramban, is that normally you're supposed to do Mila and then Tefillah. By Hayrosei Shaloi Bigdusha V'Leidosei Bigdusha, he has his Tefillah before his Mila. But he's in a Geirus process. So Stamakasha, our Mishnah Paskins, he's Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen. Why? He shouldn't be Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen either. He's a Geir. The kid's a Geir too. Everybody's Kekon Shanel. Everybody has to join the party. The father's Kekon Shanel, the mother's Kekon Shanel, the father's Kekon Shanel. Everything, we don't need why Kekon Shanel for the father. I agree with you. We have one big party of Kekon Shanel. So why is anybody chayiv in any mitzvahs here? Why is the Vlad chayiv in Pidyon HaBen?
Does anyone argue about the Ramban?
As far as what? Whether it's a geiris or not, no, everybody agrees it's a geiris. Everybody agrees that this is a geiris process. From the mother, and the Gemara, even Yevamos, even discusses why isn't the mother's body a chatzitza to the vlad? Yeah? The Gemara and Yevamos looks at the mother and the vlad as two separate entities, and the Gemara even asks, that's the whole discussion there in Yevamos. The Gemara says, why is it a chatzitza? The Gemara says, well, it's a ene makpid olav. famous Rav Yitzchak, right? Ain't it makpid? The Vlad is not makpid that he has a mother around him. It's giving him life. So it's not a chatzitza. But the way the Gemara in Yevam is... Now, whether the Mila has to be L'shem Geiris, that's something we'll discuss. But the concept that there's two separate bodies and two separate Geiris, that's the Gemara.
But he actually came up.
He shouldn't. Of course. The our Mishnah is being miyachas him to his mother. That's all part of the question. Our Mishnah is being miyachas this kid to the mother. Clearly. That's why our Mishnah is saying there's a chiv b'din haben. So we have a lot of these issues here. We're going to have to Mitzvah Hashem be mamshich next week. Beis Hashem. Shkech.